Law and Gospel, the Reformation Solas, the Theology of the Cross, the Means of Grace, Simultaneously Saint and Sinner. These are some of the topics covered in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Hallmarks of Lutheran Identity. It's written by regular guest Dr. Al Schmidt. Hallmarks of Lutheran Identity is published by Concordia Publishing House. 1-800-325-3040, or read an excerpt at issuesetc.org. Hallmarks of Lutheran Identity, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live this Friday, March the 10th, at the end of a live broadcast week. We like to play a game with our listeners that we call Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's very simple. It just consists of us playing four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. interviews. They're short. You can hear them in a minute or so each. Then after you've listened to those four soundbites, you come up with your own reason why you think one of them should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are your own. You may love it or hate it or want to hear it again or never hear it again. Your reasons are important, though. We do want to hear why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for, and you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll get those votes in real time right here in the studio. You can also send us a tweet with your vote, @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page. There is space right there at the top of the page for you to leave your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Dr. Albert Mohler. He was recently on the program talking about President Trump's proposed plan for Planned Parenthood.
This was a brilliant move. I've been hoping for some president to do this. I hoped that President Bush would do it. He didn't do it. And unexpectedly to me, here comes President Trump doing it. It is a brilliant stroke. He knew exactly what Planned Parenthood was going to say, but he's revealed them fully in terms of their murderous intention and commitment to abortion. He said, basically, you get $500 million a year of federal funding. It's all under being contested now by those who care about the sanctity and dignity of every single life, including the unborn. You simply give up the abortion business, and I'll make sure that there's no more opposition to your funding. And they came back within virtually minutes and said that that would be a violation not only of what they've claimed for years, is what they call their medical services to women. That's just a ruse. But they said later, our values. It would violate our values to do that. So what do they value? They value the killing of unborn babies. And they just said it out loud in the last 24 hours. That's their value.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Albert Mohler, President Trump's proposal to Planned Parenthood. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Aaron Wolf of Chronicles Magazine. We were talking about this transgender wrestler, a girl who is trying to pass as a boy, taking testosterone, and taking the state championship in girls wrestling. Here's Aaron Wolf on that and the contradiction of natural law.
But even as darkened as our reasoning is by sin, and as marred as the image of God is in fallen man, we can still recognize what a man is and what a woman is. And that, again, goes to that, to this topic of natural law, that we have all these people sitting in this audience and watching this girl wrestle and destroy all of her opponents, and they just know there's something not right about it, and that's something not fair about it. And they're not saying that, you know, we want T therapy for all our girls too. They're just saying, you know, there's something not right about this. It's instinctive in us. And then of course we hear from the leading lights of our culture why we should ignore that reasoning that we're born with, that's even there despite our sin. That here are some, you know, some scientific reasons why you can ignore all that, and they really amount to sort of liberal propaganda.
That's soundbite number two, Aaron Wolf, a transgender wrestler, and the contradiction of natural law. If you'd like to vote for soundbite number two, just give us a call live this Friday afternoon, March the 10th, 1-877-623-6943, or you can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you email, tweet, or vote at our Facebook fan page, we'd like to know who you are, where you're voting, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller talking about praying the Apostles' Creed.
How we confess God shapes the way that we pray. When we confess that God is the maker of heaven and earth, then that shapes the way we pray. When we say, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, because we know that he causes the rain to fall on the righteous and unrighteous, that it's because of God's word that the grain comes up out of the ground. We know that the Lord provides food for all of the animals, that he does everything. And so when we confess that God is the maker of heaven and earth, it informs our prayer, give us this day our daily bread. And even more, when we confess that Jesus is God and man, that he's born of the Virgin, that he suffered under Pontius Pilate, that for us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven to redeem us, to die for us, to save and rescue us, that's going to shape our prayers. Lord Jesus, you're the Lord and Savior. Be my Lord and Savior. You're the one who shed your blood. Forgive me my sins. You're my brother. Comfort me and keep me in this trouble, in this temptation, so that our confession of Christ is going to immediately inform our prayers. And in this way, the confession of faith of the Apostles' Creed is itself a prayer. I believe that God is maker of heaven and earth, so protect and defend and keep me this day. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, save and rescue me. I believe that the Holy Spirit comes, so keep me in the church, forgive my sins, raise me on the last day. That these things are immediately brought to the Lord as our prayers.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, praying the creed. If you'd like to vote for it, just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email on this Friday afternoon, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. It's almost time to vote. We have one more soundbite to play for you. It comes from Wesley Smith. Here he is talking about Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch and his greatest strength.
He said that if any judge has never ruled against his own personal policy preferences, that is a bad judge. That's exactly right. Too often today, you'll see, well, you know, will you do this as a judge or will you do that as a judge, conflating policy with law, with proper jurisprudence. Is this constitutional? What does this statute particularly mean in terms of the words that were used in the statute? We have turned the judicial branch, which is a co-equal branch, into many legislatures. That's not what was meant, and that is a prescription for tyranny. Because if you can just have a very few people basically say that we're going to get rid of democratic deliberation on particular issues, as occurred in abortion, well, then you're just basically saying that we might as well do away with state legislatures on these issues and the federal government on these issues, depending on the issue in question. So Gorsuch has impressed me as somebody who precisely would not impose his policy preferences into a constitutional decision.
That's soundbite number four, Wesley Smith, on Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch's greatest strength. If you'd like to vote for that one or any of the soundbites we've laid out for you here on this Friday afternoon, just give us a call. This break is a great time to call, 1-877-623-6943. A great time to send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or a tweet at issuesetc. You can also go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and leave your vote there. We're giving away the LPR bundle package on this Friday afternoon. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad, and it'll go to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week right after the break.
I don't care if Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell.
Celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation with the new Martin Luther plush figure. It features the 16th century reformer holding the Bible and Luther's morning and evening prayers. Go to reformationgear.com, use the coupon code ISSUESETC, and 20% of your purchase will help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. reformationgear.com, the new Martin Luther plush figure, reformationgear.com, and enter the coupon code ISSUESETC.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry. lcms.org/deaconess.
Confessional Lutherans, we've got your back. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Emily Post recommends polite conversation on topics like the weather, but the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's magazine, The Lutheran Witness, is no Emily Post. Go to cph.org/try-Lutheran-witness for a special offer of $6.99 for 6 issues and receive the March issue covering controversial topics like climate change, overpopulation, and the intersection of science and theology. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective. cph.org/try-Lutheran-witness.
O Lord, open my lips.
Listen to chapel services live, weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Morning chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
It is time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday, March the 10th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Take your votes here, and we'll give away the LPR bundle package. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Albert Mohler, on President Trump's proposal to Planned Parenthood? Soundbite number two, Aaron Wolf, a transgender wrestler and the contradiction of natural law? Will it be soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, praying the creed? Or soundbite number four, Wesley Smith on Neil Gorsuch's greatest strength as a Supreme Court nominee? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or via Twitter at IssuesETC. You can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC, giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Let's go first to Arlington Heights, Illinois, where Harry is waiting on the line. Hi, Harry.
Hi. My vote is for Albert Mohler on number one, plus my thanks to Issues Etc. for getting that news on the air, so much ignored by the main outlets. Thank you.
Harry, thank you very much. Thanks for listening up there in Illinois. Let's see what Alicia says. She's voting for soundbite number one as well, as it is timely. Dr. Mohler is absolutely right, and it's making me think about how to best engage those I know who support Planned Parenthood in a conversation. Alicia, thank you for your vote. Arvid in Chicago votes for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, soundbite number three. He says, the issues of the other gentlemen discussed were all important, but ultimately, the reason I listen to Issues Etc. is to hear of Christ and Him crucified. I listen to hear the Word and to hear about the Word and what He has done for me and all believers. The God that we pray to about all the other issues is what Pastor Wolfmiller shared. Thank you very much, and thank you, Arvid, for listening in Chicago. Travis listens in Greeley, Colorado. He's voting for soundbite number one, Dr. Albert Mohler, on President Trump's proposal to Planned Parenthood. He says, when I run out of Issues Etc. podcast, I've taken to listening to the briefing that Dr. Mohler posts daily. Such a bright mind. I can't believe he's not Lutheran yet, says Travis in Colorado. Thanks for your vote, Travis. Kevin is voting for soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. He says, although all four were excellent this week, Pastor Wolfmiller's exhortation and exegesis on praying the creed was an excellent reminder of why we as Lutherans follow these practices. Thank you very much, Kevin. Christine is in St. Peter's, Missouri, and voting for soundbite number one, Dr. Albert Mohler. Simply, it gives me hope that Planned Parenthood was plainly shown who they really are. I pray it touches and moves some who may have been unsure prior. The murder or life of the child is at stake. It's also a wonderment that we have a president who does as he said he would and speaks in a very direct manner. And then some, says Christine in St. Peter's. Christine, thanks for your vote. The winner recording your votes this week is soundbite number one. It's Dr. Albert Mohler talking about President Trump's proposal to Planned Parenthood.
This was a brilliant move. I've been hoping for some president to do this. I hoped that President Bush would do it. He didn't do it. And unexpectedly to me, here comes President Trump doing it. It is a brilliant stroke. He knew exactly what Planned Parenthood was going to say, but he's revealed them fully in terms of their murderous intention and commitment to abortion. He said, basically, you get $500 million a year of federal funding. It's all under being contested now by those who care about the sanctity and dignity of every single life, including the unborn. You simply give up the abortion business, and I'll make sure that there's no more opposition to your funding. And they came back within virtually minutes and said that that would be a violation not only of what they've claimed for years, is what they call their medical services to women. That's just a ruse. But they said later, our values. It would violate our values to do that. So what do they value? They value the killing of unborn babies. And they just said it out loud in the last 24 hours. That's their value.
That's your winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week. It's Dr. Albert Mohler on President Trump's proposal to Planned Parenthood. The LPR bundle package goes to Christine in St. Peter's. Christine, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. And thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, the Lutheran Witness magazine interprets the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective. You can check them out at cph.org/try-Lutheran-witness. They've got a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners, 6 issues for only $6.99. cph.org/try-Lutheran-witness, the Lutheran Witness magazine. Next week on Issues Etc., we're going to continue our series on the Christian devotional life, talking with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller about hearing the scriptures. We'll be looking forward to the third Sunday in Lent with Dr. Carl Fakencher of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And we will have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on the widow's offering in Mark chapter 12. That's next week on Issues Etc. We certainly do hope that Planned Parenthood continues to be completely forthright and honest about what their real priority is, and therefore their support erode not only in terms of federal money, but in terms of population's support as well. He's quite right. Their priority is the death of the unborn. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Cradled in historic Perry County, Missouri, the manger of the Missouri Synod, Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 453 Northwest Street in Perryville proclaims God's Word and celebrates His Supper on Saturdays at 5:30 and Sundays at 7:30 and 10 using the church's liturgy contained in Lutheran Service Book, enriched with ancient and modern hymns. For more information, call 573-547-8317 or visit www.emmanuel-perryville.org.
Law and Gospel, the Reformation solas, the theology of the cross, the means of grace, simultaneously saint and sinner. These are some of the topics covered in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Hallmarks of Lutheran Identity. It's written by regular guest Dr. Al Schmidt. Hallmarks of Lutheran Identity is published by Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or read an excerpt at issuesetc.org. Hallmarks of Lutheran Identity, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
Are you tired of working nights, weekends, and odd hours trying to cover your bases at home just to make ends meet? At the Cleaning Authority, we call that the multi-job shuffle, and we want to end that for you right now. We'll train you in our proven, efficient cleaning methods, and you'll be partnered to work in pre-qualified homes. Call 314-416-8117 and walk away from the multi-job shuffle with a future in our St. Louis office. 314-416-8117.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.
What are some of the myths of gospel reductionism? I've written part two of an article titled Better Than Good, Failed Attempts to Improve on the Gospel in the latest issues, etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Joy Pullman of The Federalist writes about her journey from charismatic experientialism to confessional Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal.